and a community connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church. An opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time highlighting the upcoming production of Theater Bartlesville, and that is The Kingdoms of Democracy. Yes, that does seem a little bit of a misnomer, but that's the way our playwright wrote it, and we'll find out more about that. Shelby, I tried to call you Shelly. I apologize. Shelby Bremer in, and of course also Troy will be in. We'll talk about Troy, but first, Shelby, because you are Artistic Director for Theater Bartlesville, we'll start with you. This is a rework, so to speak, of a show that Dan wrote a few years ago as his annual benefit for the community center.
And
it's election year.
It is, and Dan gave me this script about 6 months ago. I was asking him for ideas because I'd just come on as Artistic Director, and he said, well, I have this play. It has been done before, but I've rewritten it. And I read it and just laughed throughout, and I emailed him immediately and said, we should do this because we can put it right before the election. People will need relief before the election. I never knew how much relief, but if everyone's feeling like I'm feeling, exhausted by this long election.
Which seemed to get longer
It gets longer. I mean, and I'm a news junkie and a political junkie, and I'm exhausted by the whole situation. But this play...
We only have 56 more days. It's okay.
Oh, I don't think I can do it. This play is a good distraction, and that's why I'm really happy we chose it. It's funny. It will make you feel good. It is about our current plight, our political culture, but it's funny, and people need to laugh right now. That's my feeling.
Anyway. I think maybe our political class needs to sit back and laugh for a day or two. But this way, you know, you talked about plays being done before, and I mean, we're still doing Stalag 17. We're still doing Picnic. We're still doing good shows because they're good shows.
Yes. You know, I'm fairly new to town still. I consider myself new. It's been almost 3 years. But Theater Bartlesville has been here a long, long time. And I wanted to use this opportunity this morning to reach out to the community and say, if you've never walked in the door there, please give it a try. The entertainment dollar, there's a lot of competition for your entertainment dollar these days. And people are at home on computers and streaming movies. It's hard to get up the gumption to go see something live in your community, but I urge you to do it. The community center is wonderful. They do great things there with the children, and of course they've got the Broadway touring shows. But Theater Bartlesville has a special mission. It's a smaller, more intimate space. You've got adult actors, and we've got really talented people in this community just working so hard to entertain you. And we're trying to choose plays, as you mentioned, classic plays. These plays have things to say to you. And, you know, theater came out of religious ceremony and rituals. It speaks to your soul. Even just a comedy will take you out of yourself. And there's a great acting teacher named Stella Adler who taught Marlon Brando and James Dean, and she said something like, you know, life can be really soul-crushing. Art is here to remind us we have souls. Just like religious, you know, going to church on Sunday, going to the theater reminds you that you have a soul and that you're part of a bigger soul. And it doesn't matter what kind of entertainment it is. It could be drama or comedy or some mixture of the two. But I really want to urge people this morning, give it a try. We forget what it's like to go sit in the dark with a group of people and laugh and cry together, not in front of a screen, but together. It's a special kind of experience.
Yeah, and there are certain entertainment experiences that you mentioned. We have the Film Society comes in occasionally and talks about the same thing, that it's important to come in a room, sit in the dark with people who are breathing and coughing, and in that case, eating popcorn, and just enjoying someone else's work.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It is a different experience. The thing is, our tickets are $15, and I think it's worth it. You will spend $15 at the concession stand at the mall to go see a movie. So think about it that way. You know, you'll spend money on a movie and popcorn and all of that. Come see something live. It's a richer, deeper experience. And I really hope people will give it a try. This is a very funny play, and I hope people will come out for
it. I had an instructor one time in college that, again, it's not a new comparison. You know it very well. Theater is like the phoenix, the rising out of its ashes, recreating itself live every time.
Every time. It's a different show every time, and it's up to the actors to make us believe it's happening for the first time. That's the expertise and the technique of it.
Exactly. And the nice thing about this particular production is you probably know the actors. You can talk to them afterwards and, I guess, critique their performance if necessary.
Oh, yes. I critique them all the time, right? It's a wonderful group of people. Some people that have worked there for years, and some people who just walked in the door new, and a lot of fresh new talent. Wonderful, funny, just really joyous group of people, and it's infectious.
It is. For those that missed our discussion last week about the production, was it last week, 2 weeks ago? Anyway,
yeah.
Earlier, about the show, Dan gave us a great show.
Yes.
That kind of still can be adapted to any political environment, and he's kind of reworked it a little bit with mm-hmm. some of the character traits of some mm-hmm. of the people who are running for office.
That's right. And the beauty of this show is he doesn't pick sides. There's blame to be shared all around with our current political situation. It is a funny satire of the way our politics has disintegrated into finger pointing and blame placing, but it's all done in a very hilarious manner. It's about two kingdoms, two brothers who run two different kingdoms. And no one takes responsibility, and they point fingers, but it is funny. I mean, we are laughing it up in
yeah.
rehearsal. So I think audiences will enjoy this.
And besides, it's a break from the 24-hour news cycle.
Yes.
Troy Martin joining us a little bit this morning. Troy, you are a member of the Theatre Bartlesville board, but in this particular case, also coming in as an actor for the show, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've been a board member for... This is my second year as president, so of the board.
Congratulations or condolences.
Thanks. It's a little bit of both. I'm just kidding. No, and then obviously, you know, I enjoy the acting side of things. So obviously when the show is coming up, I definitely wanted to audition because what a great chance to work with a playwright directly as well as with Shelby. So I definitely jumped on board and auditioned and I got cast, so that was great.
I hope you enjoy the role. You seem to always throw yourself into whatever role you get, and it's a wonderful experience just to see you go out and have some fun on stage.
I really enjoy you know, all aspects of theater, and so whenever I get to be, you know, dive into a role, I really like to, you know, dive in. And this role in particular is fun because I get to play kind of like. I get to play two sides of my personality, so it's pretty great.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to give away too much, obviously, but
well, you choose to share as much or as little as you want to, and I won't press you too much. But the experience, I think the audience will walk out. I haven't obviously seen this one, but I saw the show a few years ago when Dan did it, and you walk out the door. It both seemed, I really enjoyed them myself on that, but, you know, I wish that I could have taken this character and wrung their neck and taken this character and yelled real loud at them, and at the same time, it was fun all the way around.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, I think everybody can kind of connect with one character or more. I'm going to say you probably connect with all characters in some sort of aspect.
If not, I think the cast is not doing everything they should be doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we, you know, what's really great is that we have this wonderful...
We have a fly in the room that was bugging me for a while, and now it's bugging Troy.
But, you know, we have a cast of such talented people that, like, I think that at every point you're siding with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's wonderful about... acting and theater. And you know, I get to I'm joined again on my one of my favorite actors to work with is Jason Elmore, and him and I actually get to work closely together because I play his aide.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, I get it's always great doing a scene with Jason, and we got to perform the scene at a preview last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And just our energies together. Jason is a wonderful actor, and coming, you know, bouncing right off of him, like, he brings out the best of you, you know.
Yeah,
it's really exciting to to get to work with him again.
Well, and I've talked with other people who have worked with Jason, and he's just a fun person to play off of. And like any good actor, the more you give him, the more he's going to throw back at you.
Yes, definitely. Well, and then we have some fresh faces to Theater Bartlesville, and it's so great to see those faces come through our door and, like, get on our stage and, like, make a home of Theater Bartlesville as well. And so, we have some wonderful newcomers as, like, some main characters, and they are, I've seen them. It's been great because I've gotten to see them grow with Shelby. And Shelby's really, see what Shelby pulls out of people is wonderful. I worked with Shelby on Our Town last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's been a little bit longer than last year, but
it seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah. But, it's really, it's every time I work with her, it's like a different experience. So it's really great to get to have that experience that as an actor, like, she just pulls things out of you that you didn't even know were necessarily inside you. So it's
great. And that's what I think when a director can say, okay, this is what, in my opinion, the script calls for, and then says, Troy, I need this, whatever it is, more or less, whatever.
Yeah. And the thing is, Shelby gives us the freedom to kind of delve into our roles and see what we want. And then she makes those minor suggestions that are like, well, let's see if we can do it this way, and let's just see how it works, And so it's really great to be able to have that creative freedom as well. But also she knows when to rein us in and make, what she wants, make us give her what she's thriving for as well. So.
And I think, sometimes I work with directors who have a vision of what, going into it, both the first rehearsal, but then when the cast starts, doing what the casts do, exploring roles, sometimes their vision will say, okay, I kind of like what you're doing, let's get more of that.
Yeah, and, that was a perfect example of, and during this show, we were in rehearsals, and I was like, I kind of want to try this thing. And she was like, try it. And it's kind of taken my character in a different way almost as well, too. So it's been kind of a great opportunity to play, because Dan Gordon was in rehearsals, too. So we had Dan, we had the playwright, and we had the artistic director and the actor. So, all of us molding together to create kind of this kind of little hidden nuances in the scripts as well. So it's kind of great to have have the entire thing on board, because normally you don't get to work with a playwright,
It's never happened. I don't even remember which playwright it was, and it really doesn't matter. I just was trying to attribute it to any similarity between what the playwright intended and what the audience sees is purely coincidental.
Yeah.
It's just a fun time, and again, every cast brings a slightly different vision, a slightly different interpretation to standard plays, very well-known productions that, you can say, how can you do Stanley Kowalski that way? Well, that's the way I thought he played, So it all works.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, and we will continue talking about the production upcoming, starting Thursday night at Theater Bartlesville. And by the way, you are invited.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. Go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
AM 1400 K1, and again, talking with Troy and Shelby about the upcoming production coming up in just 48 hours, more or less.
Oh, gosh.
Don't put it that way.
Something exciting, something inviting, comedy tonight.
That's right. Exactly. That's funny you should mention that. I referenced that just the other night.
And
it has similarities to a funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Well, that was one thing that I kind of remembered from the original production, that it very easily could be skewed into some of those situations.
That's right.
I don't know if Dan intended it, but as an audience member, I that I said it could happen.
There's no telling with Dan Gordon. Yeah. I don't know where this stuff comes from.
from the imaginative mind of Dan Gordon, and playwrights, I think, are a beast unto themselves.
They are. They have rich inner lives.
Yes. Yeah. Working with a cast of community players, obviously, you took on the task as an artistic director. It's got to be fun.
It is so fun, and you know, Troy was so sweet about me just now. I get so inspired by talent. I always, I've just been this way since I was quite young. I've always been in theater, but working with actors is so fun, and they sometimes don't even know what they've got, and you ask them to try this or try that, and suddenly there are facets of their personalities that emerge, and this group is so fun, so sweet. We have some people who are more experienced, like Jamie Shine, who's driving every night from Tulsa to be in this, an experienced actress, a wonderful new actress here in town named Shelley Holdman, who has a lot of experience. She's so good on stage. Younger, less experienced people. I've got a student. I was teaching theater appreciation at RSU here in town, Adam Malloy, who came from California. He has a little experience, but he's growing in this role, and I know he's going to do more work for us. So it's a wonderful combination of ages and levels of experience. Of course, Joni Elmore's in it, and Carolyn Fry. Just a lot of rich character actors, which
and
I love.
Dan wrote the show originally for the studio theater at the community center, but
yes.
I think it translates very well into your space.
Yes.
The audience, in some respects, is even closer than it was
yes.
at the studio theater.
It is a more intimate experience, and yeah. Ironically, I wish I'd seen the original production. The one you saw had no citizens in it. It was strictly, you know, about the main characters in these kingdoms, and in talking to Dan, we decided to expand it a bit, so now we have a cast of 16 because I wanted to provide some context that we can't just blame our leaders. It's us too, folks. It's the citizens, and we have to demand better. And so we've created six roles of citizenry who appear throughout and comment and interact with the principal characters. But I wanted to be sure to include the regular guy on the street.
Do they kind of fulfill the role of a Greek chorus?
Yes, very much so. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a different play. Dan keeps saying it's a different play. I did not see the original, so I can't compare. I know it was great because, you know, it was smaller. It was a different version, but I think this will be equally strong. It's just more expanded. So even though we're in a smaller space, it is a bigger play. There's music. It's bordering almost on being a musical at times.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun dancing and music, and yeah.
Which I think is something that there is a... maybe if there's one genre of theater that has somewhat been lacking at Theater Bartlesville, it is musicals. You've done some,
yes,
I know
we
you have. But it's they've focused pretty much on comedy / farce because that's what people obviously have come for.
It is, and I love doing comedy. I really do, and I want to keep doing comedies and farces and musicals when we can. But our mission as a nonprofit is also to provide substantive, you know, material. So, for example, we're doing The Grapes of Wrath this year.
Yeah.
And when I bring it up, I always fear that people are going to go, oh, no, that's going to be depressing. It's the depression. But
a great story.
It is a beautiful, revelatory and, you know, just gorgeous story of our people here in Oklahoma. So ConocoPhillips just gave us a grant because they believe in the project. And I really want to encourage people to give us a try this year. I'm the new artistic director. We've got new people on board. We're trying to do material that will appeal to everyone, not just people who love comedies or farces. We love those, and we'll keep doing those. But we're a community theater. We need to represent all types of genres and styles to appeal to a broad audience.
Yeah, I was a board member of a community theater in Illinois in a converted barn, and it was you know, we did most of our sales were season ticket sales.
Yes.
And so you figure out of a four-show season in the summer, as long as you did one Rodgers and Hammerstein and one Neil Simon, the other two would
That's right. They kind of ride on the backs of those more popular fare. That's just the way theater is. But I just want to encourage everyone to support us through the more challenging material, because it's good for us. And I hate to put it that way, but it is... It's good to go and maybe cry a little or you know, look inward or have a reflective moment, not just to laugh at everything.
Yeah.
I mean, life is deep, as we know. You know, we're going through very difficult times right now, and theater is about everything.
It is. Well, tickets are available, and I want to make sure you open with a full house, because
thank you. I appreciate it.
To me, as a, you know, someone, I think that the audience members typically will say, well, I'll go the second night. And
yes,
no, go to the first night.
Right.
Go the first night. Then bring your friends on the
go
second
the
night.
Go the first night. Live it up. We open on Thursday, September 15th, and run through the 17th, and then 23rd through 24th. And those shows are at 7 p.m., so you're out by 9. You can go get a drink at the Price Tower.
Yeah. Or many of the other venues downtown.
Or any venue downtown. I love being downtown. And then we have a Sunday matinee on September 25th. That's our last show. But don't wait. Come on in this weekend.
Yeah, there's a certain theatrical tradition to Sunday matinees. That,
yes.
You know, you need to go see one of those too.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's Troy, just parting shot on this one. What's going to be fun for you?
I mean, honestly, I'm excited to get an audience and like see their reactions, because there's so many jokes, and I feel like people are going to be driving home after the show, and then they'll be like, oh, I just got that, you know, because there's going to be so many things that they're not going to pick up. So, I mean, you're going to want to come like this first weekend, so that you can come again, so
you
can catch the rest of the jokes.
Tickets are available at Theater Bartles Hill. Go see the show. You will walk out the door and enjoy yourself.
ONN News are ready.